This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business, and I welcome Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, the UK edition, the US edition, as well as for our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, looking at the mixed picture of reporting about the American economy in recovery from the pandemic. Wall Street Journal in these last hours, personal consumption expenditures, that's the money we spend, increased a seasonally adjusted 1.1% in March. This is the customer to the small business person. According to the Commerce Department, adjusting for inflation, consumer spending rose 0.2% last month, driven by higher services spending. Household spending also rose at a faster rate than inflation from a year earlier. Gene, a very good evening to you. The consumer is still spending, and the economy is stuttering. We have a surprising negative number from the first quarter, but that's rearview mirror. Let's look forward. The forward prediction from the high and mighty of Wall Street is that we have a chance of a recession in the next 24 months. The distinguished economist and Professor Larry Summers says there will be no soft landing. My understanding, however, is we care about small businesses, and right now there is a slowdown. We can feel it. But the consumers are still in the field. So how does this right now affect the small businesses you're in contact with? Are they seeing gloominess in their forecasts? Are they laying people off? Or are they seeing customers come through the doors? Good evening to you, Gene.
Hi, John. Yeah, I'm seeing among all, you and I were talking before we went on the air. I've been traveling around. I spoke to three associations in manufacturing, chemical distribution, and facilities management. And, right now, they're busy and they're doing okay, which is reflective of consumer spending. But there's a raising level of concern among many of the business owners that I'm talking to around the country, because they do see some clouds on the horizon, and I'm seeing those clouds as well. And let me explain what I mean. And by the way, I don't want to say that this is any cause for panic or that we're going to enter into some giant, recession like we had back in 2009. But there are definitely signs of a slowdown coming later on in 2022. And let me explain why. You mentioned that personal consumption is up, and it is, and that's good news. But savings rates are significantly down so far there compared to where we were. We were at household savings were at a historic level during the pandemic because people didn't have anything to spend their money on. But now they're spending, but they're spending down their savings. And at some point, that's going to stop. In addition to that, John, income right now, salaries and wages are going up. In fact, the hourly earnings have gone up about 6% year over year, which is good. But as you and I both know, because we're keeping track of inflation, it still is trailing inflation. So you've got consumers that are still not getting the salary and the hourly increases that they need to keep up with the cost of living. Businesses themselves who are being squeezed on the other ends of inflation are reluctant to increase wages any more than they need to, even in this era of this time of short labor. And so that also is going to have an impact on consumer spending in the months to come. And finally, like Larry Summers, who is very concerned. And by the way, I know maybe this competes with you or not, but I heard a great conversation with him and Ezra Klein on Ezra Klein's podcast. He does the New York Times. Which was a really good analysis of where Larry Summers feels the economy is going. And he is looking at a hard landing because besides the factors of the supply chain, besides the factors of continuing spending going to wane a little bit over the next few months, we're also talking about what the federal government is going to do. And it's clear that the Federal Reserve is going to have to act more drastically on interest rates to start tampering down inflation and the trillions of dollars that are coming into the system from stimulus payments and whatnot. And that's going to have an impact on the markets and the economy itself. So all of that is such that, and the business owners I speak to, the people that are running chemical distribution firms and manufacturing companies, and, they know this, they see it. And I am hearing from them that they're sensing a softening in backlog and orders throughout the summer and into the fall. And I do believe that that is going to start showing itself later this year. And we are going to be seeing a slowdown in the economy. And I think if you're running a small business, you got to get ready and prepare yourself. Again, not a tragedy here. Everybody relax. It's, the world is cyclical, But you know, if you're a good owner of a business and you're looking ahead, you'll be taking steps now to prepare yourself. And John, I'm going to write about this sometime in the next couple of weeks, and maybe we can talk about some things that you can do as a business owner to prepare yourself for, you know, what looks like a probable slowdown, I think, the end of this year, early 2023.
I took notes on your travels, Mr. Marks. The National Association of Chemical Distributors, their concern are prices. The National Coil Coating Association, their concern is labor. That would be the cost of labor. And also finding people who are appropriate for their enterprises. And Connex facility managers, you told me, from warehouses to industrial parks, their concern is labor. So there's a, this is the contradiction, Gene. We've got all these jobs that are without people applying for them. We don't have enough people for all the jobs we have. We have competition for labor. We know we've had stories for months now about people raising their salary offers or bonuses passed. That is, in the old days, that contributes to inflation, wage price inflation. And yet we still need more workers, correct? They're just not enough for the work we have.
Yeah, even, and this is why I think it's important if you're running a business to, you know, to pay attention to this, because my smartest clients I've learned, they look at slowdowns as an opportunity to buy. And if there is anything that businesses need to buy right now is people, because again, no one is expecting, and I'm not predicting any type of a dramatic recession like we had in 2009. But we are predicting a slowdown. That means that some companies are going to be cutting back on hiring. Amazon themselves, you and I were talking again before we went on the air about Amazon's plans. They, potentially cutting back people. Companies like Twitter with Elon Musk, potentially he's saying that he will likely lay off workers. For small businesses, that's good news. You know, if big corporate brands are seeing a slowdown, as I think they're going to experience like everybody else, then the people I spoke to with the chemical distributors, their coated coil manufacturers, the facilities managers, they're looking for people. It is a time to hire when that starts happening. And one of the things that I will talk about in the future with you, John, again, some tactics to take when an upcoming recession is build up some cash and get ready to hire some people, because you're always going to have that labor shortage. It's never going to go away. Now will be the time to find some good people if they find themselves out of a job.
Let's go to Las Vegas with Gene Marks. He has a way of measuring how good business is. What is it? How long it takes for a taxi to pull up in front of you, or how long it takes for a rental car to be offered to you, Gene?
It's the taxi. It's the taxi that comes up, and then the lines at the hotel, which drives me absolutely nuts. Las Vegas. I watch Las Vegas numbers because I think it is the core travel statistic. The visitors to Vegas, and I say that because Vegas is the epicenter for corporate conferences, and it is a hugely popular place even for travel, just for leisure. So the visitor traffic is still down in March of 2022, is still down 10% compared to March of 2019 before COVID. So, Vegas is still not caught up yet. I haven't been to Vegas now in a couple of months, so I haven't seen that with my own eyes. But when I am out and about in the airports and traveling around, it seems very, very busy. In fact, from what I hear and see, the hotels and restaurants and other businesses in the tourist industry are having a hard time, again, with labor to keep up with that demand, like we just talked about. But visitor traffic is down. And I do have a concern for people traveling this year. Oil price shocks are already hitting the airlines. They make their way through the economy in a lot of different ways. And it would not surprise me to see Vegas traffic, continue to be on the downswing, only because it is definitely more expensive to travel in 2022. And I can see some businesses putting that off until oil prices hopefully come down to something of a more normal level.
We're told the inflation must be tamed and the Federal Reserve is going to move aggressively. That's what Mr. Powell says. Now, it looks like the jawboning about inflation to be tamed, it's already having an effect on the mortgage rates. You report to me the mortgage applications have declined recently, but the National House Price Index as of February had increased 20%. Is that going to slow, Gene? Because prices have been climbing for at least 2 years now on housing, but with the mortgage rates going up, doesn't that follow that the housing will slow?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, we still have a shortage of supply in this industry, and I know that there are still there is still quite a demand for housing. However, the National Association of Retailers also reporting that their pending home sales, existing home sales, decreased in March as well. So I'm already seeing a softening in the real estate market as interest rates are, the mortgage rates are anticipating Fed increases. And again, those Fed increases are going to, I think they're going to be fairly significant in 2022 and 2023, meaning 1-2% at least. And when that happens, that's going to have an impact on mortgage, and that's going to discourage people from buying homes, which then has an impact on the home selling industry. And you and I talk about, we're talking about small business, and there are just countless small businesses that rely on the real estate industry, from realtors to appraisers to builders to contractors, all that stuff. So, as housing prices themselves start, will likely start falling because there'll be less demand. Which is an impact on those small businesses that rely on the industry.
I'm speaking with Gene Marks, a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition. Importantly, for our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. When we come back, the state of small business is our focus. But at the same time, there are good things to say about how small businesses can, during this period of slowdown, attract more and keep more of your workforce, because that's your most valuable asset. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.